From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, President Bush introduces Iraq's new president at the Group of Eight summit in Georgia. First, the lead, and we are going to Iraq, where one of that country's main factions, the Kurds, who control northern Iraq, are very unhappy with yesterday's UN resolution endorsing Iraq's new government. Joining us now from Baghdad is NPR's Deborah Amos. Deborah, what are the Kurds' basic concerns?
They have been concerned for a while, Alex. In this latest round with a new government, they don't have any of the top three slots. When it comes to the United Nations resolution, what they wanted was an assurance of their right to self-rule in northern Iraq. Some Kurds will tell you that they're worried about a theocratic state in Iraq's future. They wanted to be sure that they would be able to rule themselves in the north. It's a fight that's been brewing for some time. When it's really over is the interim constitution. That document does ensure self-rule for them. The major cleric in the country, Ayatollah Sistani, doesn't like that constitution. He said it was written without an elected government. There's an American hand in it. So there's been a standoff between the Kurds and the Ayatollah for some time. There was no mention of the constitution in this UN resolution. And the Kurds will tell you they feel that they have been America's best friend, but what they see is squeaky wheels in Iraq, get what they want. In Fallujah, the insurgents got a deal. Down in the south, a radical Shia cleric, Muqtada Sadr, got a deal, and they're feeling that they fought alongside the United States to topple Saddam, and here is the one thing that really concerns them, and that is self-rule, and it wasn't considered in the UN resolution, wasn't mentioned.
What about formal reaction from Sunnis and Shiites there in Iraq to this UN resolution?
The resolution came out too late for much comment in the newspaper. I've been on the phone today, and most people actually are pretty happy with it. I talked to the new construction minister, and he said that he thought that the resolution defined sovereignty in such a way that it would be easier to get investment into the country. It is major, it's the major Kurds who are unhappy with what's happened at the UN, but for the most part, the other political parties have said that this is something they can live with.
Is the Kurd unhappiness enough to cause real problems for Iraq's interim government? Could this kind of bring things to a head somewhere?
Kurdish officials say that we're not at the breaking point yet, but the prime minister did something interesting today. He said out loud that the country would observe the interim constitution. It would be like President Bush saying that America was going to abide by the constitution. It wasn't something he needed to say, but he was saying it clearly to give a nod to Kurdish politicians to say, yes, okay, we heard your concerns. We know it's not in the UN resolution, but for the next 7 months at least, until we start moving towards elections, this is the interim constitution, and we are going to abide by it.
NPR's Deborah Amos in Baghdad. Deborah, thank you very much for joining us on Day to Day.
Thanks, Alex.